Hey, Pete.
Well, thanks for checking in there, and good luck with it. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is Case, or this is KD2 AIT. At control, move on to KC2. Oh, I'm sorry, KA2 VLA. Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2 AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2 VLA. Well, got nothing exciting. Selling shares on the tournament, the gas, American Legion golf tournament coming up the 27th of July. Drove into camp last night, Mark and Joni and I, just to look things over. This is a nice job with the stone at Crab Trees. Everything looked real good. So we'll say 73s.
Okay, great. Glad you guys like it there. There was that was quite a bit of work. When I was up there over the weekend, I did go up there with a bucket and a shovel and just kind of patched up some potholes here and there, but not a lot. You know, I didn't want to drive the truck up and down the road, so I was just doing it while walking. And I'm a little worried about what's going on up there today. We'll have to see if it's not raining a lot tomorrow. I'm probably going to drive up there. Your niece Sue Capron is in town. She brought up her niece Marcy. So Marcy's never seen camp up there. So I'm going to bring her up either Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon, show her out. Might even walk down your camp there and show her that too. So, all right, thanks for checking in, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, hey, good evening, what's up?
Oh, we got 67 degrees up on the hill and it finally stopped raining. Boy, what a mess. The whole backyard is like a pool. But the basement's doing okay, and I guess that's what counts. I can deal with a soggy backyard. It's going to be a while before I can mow. I'm not going to subject my lawnmower to underwater mowing. That's not good for the bearings.
Roger that. Okay. Anything else to report tonight?
Nope. We're getting ready for tomorrow. They're going to try to cram a whole week's worth of auctions into 3 days. So there's two auctions tomorrow, morning auctions in Buffalo and the afternoon auctions in Rochester. So they still haven't published the list for the afternoon auction, so I don't even know if I'm going to go to that one. They keep promising that there's going to be a lease lane, but they haven't posted anything on the website yet, so hard to make plans when you don't know whether there's any cars there for you.
I can understand that.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with you later here. Oh, by the way, I'm hoping to get that router here within the week, so hopefully we'll have the EchoLink back on and everybody can get back in. Sorry about that. All right, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is WA2U.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I should be checking, this WA2U, Jeff, I should be checking the Maritime Oval. I don't know, we've had more rain. Our garden's doing well. I can't be without and checked out this morning. It's KC2YXN, and we seem to be doing okay, but I don't know how much of this water everything's going to take. It's had a good day today. Didn't get on HF at all. Did some stuff around the house and stayed inside most of the day. So, I guess that's the same story with everyone. Good to hear Pete in there, KC2WY. And, Jeff, do you have a camp up in Old Forge? I'm just trying to figure out where your camp was.
Mine's up in Herkimer County, up near North Lake.
Okay, because I found a frequency for National Grid up in the Old Forge Day, and that's kind of a neat, you know, when the power goes off as it does in the summertime, and kind of keep track of, but I won't bother unless someone's interested. So, had a good day. Just wanted to check in. Repeater seems to be coming in well into the Clay, New York area this evening, and it's going to have a few days of rain, so it's a story, the same story everybody's got, I guess, but yeah, it was good hearing you this weekend on and stuff. I hope you had a good time there camping there, so turn it back over to you, Jeff, and we'll say good evening to the assembled multitude and those out there listening, WA to you.
Okay, John, yeah, well, it was fun chatting with all you guys there by the campfire on the 210, and matter of fact, I got a QSO card today from Paul there, M-U-Q. that was kind of nice. I think I'll bring that back with me up to camp and leave it up there because I can't hit that repeater from here, so I might as well keep it up there where I'm able to talk to you guys. But, all right, John, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
KD2DFD.
KD2DFD, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello, my name is Pete. We spoke, I think, earlier in the year. I checked in just up here in Boonville trying to cut the fields and got about 10 acres yesterday and got caught in the rain today. Last time we spoke, you were at camp. You snowshoed in, and we did the same. So I just wanted to check in tonight and see how everybody was doing.
Oh, Roger, yeah, I seem to remember that. Sloatsburg or somewhere down there, right?
Correct. I came up to cut the fields today, and since we last spoke, I passed my general test, so I came up here and set up a portable HF station and made some contacts, just spending the day trying to stay dry.
Well, you certainly picked a good time to come up and up to your camp and spend the time indoors on HF. All this done is rain the last few days. Jeez, I wouldn't even want to be out there mowing right now. Well, you have fun with that. Well, hopefully you get some drier weather. All right, Pete. Thanks for checking in, and glad to see you back up, and hopefully you have a good time up there at camp. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
Ball game is tight, 3-3. A2VLA.
Well, hopefully come back and win, but we'll see. All right. As for my self today, a little under the weather today. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I overdid it up at camp. I don't know. I did a lot of work up there. Just didn't feel good today. Didn't work. I just kind of bummed around here at the house and took multiple naps and just kind of took it easy. I just didn't, felt unplugged. That's the best way I can just, describe it. So I'm going to get to bed early here after the net and then try again tomorrow and see maybe if we can fix that. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank, let's see who we have here, Jack, Pete, Clint, Ray, John, and Pete. Thank you guys for checking in. SA73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KA3MC.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your call sign. Could you come back with that again, please?
Oh, this is KA3MC. I thought you said it wasn't working. This is KA3MC.
Well, it hasn't been working right for a while. It has problems with people connecting, even the internal connection isn't connecting half the time. So, but we're hoping to fix that. We've had other issues with this router here lately. It's just, it's aging out. So, Well, what's up tonight?
Oh, not a lot. I was just going to check into the net, but I heard you say it wasn't working, so I didn't try. But then I tried after the net, so in case I was, you know, before, if I was running over somebody, I didn't want to do that. But anyway, we're just doing what everybody else is doing, dodging raindrops and cool weather, and waiting for the sunshine to show up so I can recut my grass, which seems to be every other day anymore. But that's all. I just wanted to check in. I like doing this, and as long as you don't mind, I will try and do this. Back to you, Jeff. It's K8VMC.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking in. You know, I kind of didn't even consider echoing because it hadn't been working. I didn't even check to see if anybody was signed on there or anything. So, my apologies on that. And hopefully we'll have that all running up smooth here soon. But I got to step out. It's been a long day. I'm not quite feeling 100% today, so I'm going to head off to bed. But thanks for coming in there, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, clear in your final.
Okay, Jeff, and just in case you forgot, the name is Bill, and we'll try it next week to check in. Hopefully everything is good, and hopefully you feel better soon. KD2AIT, K8VMC.